Welcome back to the Daily International OU and Tehillim phone call, Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Revi'i, the 13th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Your generosity and support are greatly appreciated and enable us to continue to provide these meaningful daily Tehillim calls. Please be advised that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Daniel Hadar, Mora de Asra, of Temple Moses, Sephardic Congregation of Florida, in Miami Beach, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Hadar slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach Lecholim and Achinu. We will conclude the conversation. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Hadar to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hadar.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali, and a big thank you to the OU for organizing this and to everybody who joined us today. So I wanted to give you a little chizuk from something that just happened. Just a few minutes ago, there was a incredible stunt performed by a Jewish man, David Blaine. And in this stunt, he decided he's going to try to go up to the heavens, in essence, with balloons, with helium balloons, similar to the movie Up. He wanted to take balloons and just go up to the heavens. It's a big deal because you lose oxygen. It's very difficult. He might fall, many different things. But he did this, and the way that he went up successfully was that he had weights on him, and as he was going up, he would drop one weight and then another weight that would allow him to ascend to the heavens, as it were. And in seeing that stunt that he just pulled off, it dawned on me what an interesting mashal for Elul and for going into Rosh Hashanah right now. It's very interesting because he's Jewish, and I think subconsciously he understands that this time of the year we need to go up high. All of us want to go up high. We all want to grow. We all want to get out of our world, as it were, our lower elements here, and to grow higher and higher. And similar to him, we have an opportunity to go up, but we're held back. We're weighed down. And how are we weighed down? We're weighed down by not actual weights, but by things that hold us back. We have resentment. We have fear. Fear that we can't be greater. Fear that we can't fix what was wrong. Fear that Hashem doesn't want us, as it were. Fear that we can't be any more than we think we might be now. Rabbeinu Yonah, in his seminal work on Teshuvah, discusses these ideas. What is it that holds us back? Why don't we naturally do Teshuvah? What's so difficult for us? And he highlights a lot of these themes, that we have all these thoughts in our head that hold us back. And he works through that to say, don't be afraid. Realize that you can do this. And this is an important lesson, but I want to give everybody a tool of how to do that. How do we let go? How do we drop those weights? How do we let go of the fears? How do we let go of the resentment? How do we let go of things that hold us back from coming closer to Hashem and closer to the Jewish people? So this week's parasha gives us a tool, a way. The parasha begins with the commandment of the Bikurim, where after the land of Israel was conquered and allocated, the farmers were to take the first ripened fruits to the temple and present them to the Kohen in a ritual that also had an incredible moving declaration. And the declaration was one of gratitude, one of thankfulness. The parasha tells us this to understand that to move forward as the Jews were going to in the land of Israel. In order to move forward with our lives, we need to have reflection of gratitude. If we are able to reach the level of gratitude, that allows us to let things go because we realize everything is a gift. So those things that are holding us back are things that perhaps once we realize what it is that we truly have and all the things that we should be thankful for, that allows us to say those things that are so difficult for us or holding us back, there's nothing to hold us back anymore. I realize that God gave me life. So what am I afraid about of coming close to Him? God wants me. I thank God every morning for being able to do. That means that God gave me the ability to do. God gave us a world to be with other people. What am I resentful about? God created situations that people do things perhaps to us, and that's their free choice, but at the same time, those are tools from God and messages to us. So the parasha tells us, you want to let go? If you want to fly and you want to ascend like Mr. David Blaine, start working on gratitude and be thankful. I'm going to close with just a story that happened in my community this week. And we'll talk about this in a moment about how we're dealing with the COVID and the pandemic. But we have had those who have passed away. And we had somebody who had passed away suddenly. And it was such a shock, such a difficult thing for the family and for the community because it was sudden. It was such an important person, and the loss was deep. And when I was with the family, one of the children from the family, they were in pain, things were difficult, but they turned immediately and they started to say, thank you Hashem, for giving this incredible person in our life. And they started to transition to gratitude in order to give perspective and in order to drop that incredible weight. And that is a tool the parasha tells us, and that's a tool we got to use now in Elul, which is a tool of focusing on gratitude to allow us to let those other things that are holding us back go. I wish all of you tremendous strength during this time period in finding gratitude, in connecting with it, and in, by doing so, coming to Rosh Hashanah and having an incredible blessing for the year. Amen. I'm going to now transition to the Tehillim, to the Psalms. We're going to begin with Perek Chaf, which is Psalm number 20. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'anecha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha volatecha idash nasela. Yiten lecha kilvavecha v'chol atzatecha yimaleh. Ne'eralena b'yishuatecha uveshem Eloheinu nigdol. Yimaleh Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho. Ya'anehu mishmei kodsho. Bigvot isha yimino. Ele berechev ve'ele basusim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hem makara uven afalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad. Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'aneinu, v'yom koreinu. Now we transition to Psalm 23, Perek Kaf Gimel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzar, bino desher b'teni, ame menuchot inhaleni. Nafshi yoshovev, yancheni b'magre tzedek, lema'an shemo. Gam ki elech b'gei tzal mavet, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shiftecha umishantecha, hemma yinachamuni, tarof lefanai shulchan neged tzorai, dishanta b'shemen roshi, kosi revaya. Ach tov chesed yufuni ko yimei chayai, b'shav divetar nadal orech yamim. Now we'll read the third psalm, Psalm 121, Perek Kaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir l'ma'alot, esa aynai el ha'arim me'ayin yavo azri. Azri mi'im Adonai oseh shamayim va'aret. Al yitel lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yinum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yeminecha. Yomam Hashem Ishliakeka Veareach Balaila Adonai Ishmor Hamikora Ishmor et Nashecha Adonai Ishmor Tedecha Voecha Me'ata Ve'ad Olam. We're going to now transition to Psalm 130 in the and it's Perek Kof Lamed. Shir lema'alot mimamakim karticha Adonai Adonai shima bekoli tiena oznecha kashvu kol tachanonai im avanot tishmorya Adonai mi amod ki imecha hasilicha lema'an tivare ki vitena ki veta nafshi v'lidvaro hohaldi nafshi l'Adonai meshamer l'boker shomerim l'boker yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai chesed והרבה אימו פדוד, והוא יפדד ישראל מכל אבונותיו. Now we're going to say the special mishperach, the special prayer for healing, for those that need healing. I'm going to say the beginning of the prayer, and then we're going to pause for about 15 seconds, and everyone can say the name of those who need a healing. Mi shibarach avotenu, Avraham Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, hu yivarech, v'yirpeh, et kol acholim. Bizchut kol atifos yusim v'adam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yimaleh rachamim aleihem. Lachlimam ufratam, lachazikam ulchayvatam. Bishlach lehem mehera, refuah shlema min ha-shamayim. Ramach evrav. Rahim Vishisa Gidem, Betoch Shar Kol Chalev Chaisel, Rafuata Nefesh, Rafuata Guf, Hashta, Bagalav Isman Karev, and Omar, Amen. Now we will say the Achenu. Achenu Kol Bet Israel, Hanotunim Betsaro Vishavia, Hamedim Ben Bayam, Uven Bayamashah, Makom Yarcham Alehem, Biotiem Mitzara, Livracha, Mefela, Lora, Mishubud, Ligola, Hashta, Bagalav Isman Karev, and Omar, Amen. May all those who need a healing have a healing, and may all those who need blessing have blessing. Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Hadar. I feel nostalgic now to want to watch the movie Up again. Definitely going to have to check out that David Blaine stunt. He has been known to do many out-of-the-box stunts over the past few years, but it was a beautiful muscle. So as we transition into the next segment of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Thank God we're doing okay. You know, our community in particular has dealt with the COVID phenomenon. We have had some older folks who have passed away. We've had younger folks that actually have been hospitalized and many who have actually become sick. So it's been a real thing in our community. But we've worked to stay together and to be mechazek and to strengthen each other. And thank God, we've seen some incredible things. We had somebody who was a young man that was on a ventilator for 3 months come off and is now back in shape. So we are tapping into that strength of gratitude, and we are thankful that we've come through a lot. And we're actually just now going to open for the first time this week.
Wow. Well, you know, it's so much about the attitude of gratitude, and it's certainly been a theme. But we've been hearing from many, and we're very sorry to hear the loss of those who did pass away due to COVID-19 in your community, and we're grateful to hear about those who have recovered. And so to get us started, you know, for our listeners who may not be familiar with your community, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Absolutely. So for those that don't know us, we're the number one community in the world. Come visit. But we actually have a very unique community. We live in Miami. We're situated in Miami Beach, which has a very large Jewish population and tremendous amount of synagogues and schools and what have you. Our community is very particular in that we are one of the few remaining Turkish/Greek communities, Sephardic communities in the world. We still speak Ladino here. We have all the old Sephardic foods from Turkey, Greece, and the Balkans. We actually have some of that in our prayers, and we're very proud of the heritage. and the different customs that we have maintained over here. So while we're part of Miami Beach, we're also part of a larger concept of these remaining Ladino Sephardic synagogues around the world. And that's part of what we really push and maintain over here as well. At the same time, our community also is a very big outreach community. We're open to everybody. We create events that really welcome all Jews from all backgrounds to come and connect in any way that they can. So that's us here, and we welcome everybody to come visit us anytime.
Absolutely. So we've been talking a lot about change and communal changes as a result of COVID-19. As we just spoke a moment earlier, your community has gone through this in a very, very real way. And it's so wonderful to hear that you're finally back in shul, and we'd love to hear more about that. What communal changes, though, do you anticipate as we look towards a post-COVID-19 world?
You know, it's interesting. I'll tell you a 30-second story. We were cleaning up over here, you know, while we were closed, and we did a lot of restructuring, cleanup, et cetera. And while I was doing that, I found a jar of several etrogim I put away during Sukkot that I forgot about. They were so beautiful that I put them and I sealed them in this jar. And we found them in the cleanup, and they look almost exactly the same as they did in Sukkot, and they stayed preserved. And when I opened the jar, this incredible, you know, smell came out and really blew us away. And it's a little story for sure with the community that, you know, we've been kind of cooped up and we've been separated, as it were. But we are going to take that, and we're going to take that which we marinated within ourselves. A lot of us have grown in different ways. We've engaged each other in different ways, a lot more social media, a lot more engagement digitally, and a lot more reflection and kind of personal work on ourselves that we've all done. And we take the story to take that back with us here. So some of the things we're doing moving forward is we're gonna kind of build on more of the social media that we have done to connect each other. We've started a bit of a campaign, especially now with Elul, the idea of personal growth in wherever you are. And we're trying as well to kind of slowly integrate those concepts into the way that we lived before, which in our community was extremely, extremely social. So for us, as very social, very, very Sephardic style Jews, it's been a rough go, and we've found different elements of strength in these other parts of us, and we're trying to reincorporate that into our getting back to normal.
Wow, that's truly amazing. Listen, you could take those estrogen, that jar, and you can make yourself a good, what is it? It's like a liqueur, it's a vodka. It's a really good drink that people are, there's always some in our community.
Arak. We made some etrog arak, actually. It's great.
I'll drive down. We'll have a little chaim together.
Always.
Thank you. So you spoke about now finally being back, and we're counting down towards Rosh Hashanah. So what are the plans for Minyanim, indoors, outdoors, blowing the shofar, and especially thinking about those who, for whatever and good reason, are not going to be able to make it to shul this year?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So what we're doing, we do have a large space upstairs. So we have the capacity to have great social distancing and really welcome people into the synagogue for a certain amount of people, the ones that are comfortable to come and to the capacity we have. For the ones that are not able to, we're doing two other things. One is we're doing kind of a virtual ticket to the holidays, where we are sending materials home and having elements before the holiday, right after the holiday, to engage. And everyone who engages in that way as well, we're going to have their name and pray for them here, even if they cannot be here. In addition to that, we're also doing a Rosh Hashanah box, God willing, where people can kind of have a box that they open up and have all these different elements of Rosh Hashanah. We have special Hiratzonas, which are the Simanim booklets and the Machzor and Shofar and various things we're going to put in there. So, either physically or intellectually or just emotionally, we're trying to have them connected, even if they can't be here. But those that are here, we will be opening up for them at a certain number. For the shofar, we're going to do another shofar blowing for the second day at our tent. We've had an outdoor tent and a private property where we've been doing the Shabbat services and what have you. So we'll do some extra blowings over there. And that's kind of the general setup we have for now.
Amazing. Wow. Rabbi Hadar, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova for good. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration, Rabbi Moshe Winter of the Kehillah of East Meadow in East Meadow, New York. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.